There's going to be plenty of madness coming your way in the next couple of minutes, and probably a little bit of embarrassment as well, as we do the Isle of Wight quiz. First of all, we welcome Chip.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm fine. Chip.
I'm doing good.
Wait to be asked, hey?
Yeah.
How you doing, Chip?
Doing good.
It's now time for the Isle of Wight quiz.
Yes, right.
So you are the question master.
I am, and I've got the answers. So.
And we are the contestants battling it out.
Yeah, we are.
You know what to do, Chip? Jingle your dangle thing.
There you go.
What are you going to do, Macca? Right, okay.
Sorry for spraying
it. It's all right.
This week it's events on the Isle of Wight.
Okay.
Past events.
Past events.
They're probably still... well,
they're about to be past.
So not that passed away. Not, you know. Right, anyway, number
Otherwise
one.
They're not events, they're predictions, aren't they? If they're, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, let's start again, shall we? Events on the Isle of Wight. Number one.
Past.
Right. Which annual fundraising event for the Earl Mountbatten Hospice is now, by far, the biggest participation... Oh dear, you both did it at the same time.
Go on, I'll let you go first, because otherwise...
Go on, Chip.
Is it Walk for Wight?
What do you say it is, Macca?
Well... I was going to say, was it the big quiz?
No, it's Walk the Wight.
It's Walk the Wight, you're
yes.
right.
Yeah, one for Chip.
One for me.
All right, don't gloat about it.
Well, you didn't wait till I finished the question, Chip. You've got to wait till I finish the question. Anyway, number two. Which two island walkers originally established the event in 1993? Ooh.
Two blokes. Two blokes, aren't they?
Two blokes.
It was two blokes, but could you give me their names?
Andy and Dave.
No. Shall I give you a clue? They worked in Maury's.
Ah, right, okay. Was it Mr. Maury and Mr. Maury?
No, I'm sorry, it wasn't. But they were to do with the Maury's, I know. They're Bill Bradley and Frank Stevens.
Oh, you didn't give a chance to Chip there.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Did you know
Chip.
That, Chip? It was only tip of your tongue.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chip. Right, number three.
Okay.
Which group headlined the Isle of Wight Festival held in Sea Close in 2008?
2008?
No, do you what's it?
Was it a group?
I just said it's a group. What group?
Was it...
Right.
Do your dinger.
Coldplay.
No, do your dinger.
No, I want Coldplay.
No.
Was it you two?
No,
wait, they haven't been yet.
They haven't been yet. No, not yet. 2008.
It's somebody that.
What night?
Oh.
Yeah, go on then.
Was it for Prodigy?
It was Sunday. Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Yeah, it's somebody, Chip, that you've got to be careful of these people.
There's a little hint.
When you're out drinking, you've got to be careful these people aren't watching you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, another one to Chip.
Another one to Chip.
I'm smashing it.
You are smashing it.
The Round the Island race, yacht race, yeah. usually takes place in which month? Go on, Chip.
Is it August?
No.
June?
Yes.
In your face, Chip alarm.
2-1. That was for Coventry score last night. 2-1.
Right, number five. A festival usually held in the third weekend in August celebrates the harvesting of which crop?
Is it garlic?
Yes, yeah. You got there just
it's
before
the garlic
you
garlic festival.
You're right.
You're 3-1 up now.
It's just down the road, and it's in August.
That's the Arsenal result tonight.
Is it?
Yeah.
2-1.
No, 3-1.
3-1.
We'll be hearing a lot of noise, so let's go then. Right, number six. What type of music for 21 years has been associated with Motherston Manor in the last weekend of July. Can I finish, please?
Yes, sure. She started, so you'll finish.
Yeah. All right, got him.
Is it jazz?
Yes, it is.
That's 3-2 now.
3-2,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. Right, number seven. On which day of the week are the traditional Cows Week fireworks? I think it was Macca then.
Is it... Friday.
Yeah, you are correct.
3-1.
3-1.
Number eight.
Happy for Arsenal score tonight.
Which?
3-1.
He has to bring football into everything. Right, number eight. Which village usually has its carnival and fun sports on August Bank Holiday Monday? Oh. Right, Ian.
St Helens.
Yes, you're correct. Number nine. The Isle of Wight Marathon usually takes place in which month? Yes.
Well, it was last week or the week before. So it's either one. It's one or the other. And if I leave it open for you, you're going to get it, aren't you? The Isle of Wight Marathon.
Yes. Usually takes place in which month?
Well, I had a message from Headfunk to say that it was last week. But if my memory serves me rightly, it's June.
No.
Go on,
Chip. Is it September?
No.
Is it October? Is it May?
May.
Do you know, the Head Funk was on about another one, the marathon that he ran in across the water, I think.
Right. It was for Birmingham Marathon.
Brighton or something.
It was probably a marathon that he ate, more like.
I know the Birmingham Marathon was on for TV.
So right. What are we on? 4-3.
Number 10. Oh, this is a long question. The annual huge quiz, hospice quiz. You know the answer to this already because you used to do it, didn't you?
What's the answer there? Can you read all the question out?
Yeah, because Chip might know the answer to this. Held each November, in its eighth year in 2008, is now held at Lower Hyde Shanklin. Where was it held for the first few days since the inception in 2001?
Wasn't it Newport?
No.
No, because I think Mr. Mack used to be the umpire here.
No, I used to be the question master.
That's what I mean, the question master.
9 years, and then they booted me off after 9 years.
Because he got a bit rude.
Did I?
Yes, you did. Telling everybody where the toilets were because we were old.
Yeah,
we didn't want you all over the place, did we?
Yeah. He is funny.
So anyway, the answer is...
Yes.
Gernard Pines.
Well done.
Gernard Pines.
What's the score then?
We won 5-3, Chip.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the score tonight. Arsenal...
5-3.
Yeah. Oh, well done.
You're not clapping.
I've predicted...
Thank you. Do you want a speech now?
I've predicted for Arsenal score 5-3.
All right, so we're back next week with the Isle of Wight quiz. And what are we doing next week? What's the subject?
Well, okay, let's have a little look, see what we could do next week. Film, television and media.
Oh, nice
the
one.
The island?
Oh, gosh, yes.
No, we're going to struggle with that one.
Loads
then.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Chip.
Okay.
Thank you, Brucey. And we shall... we'll come back with the Beatles. We also got some bad manners as well. And we shall hopefully set up today's lunchtime social debate. You're not being on that today.
I'm not going down the pub. Yeah.
You got a date?
Yeah.
With Elsie?
Yeah, with Alyssa.
Elsie Tanner.
Oh, Elsie.
Yeah.
Is it Alyssa?
Alyssa.
Okay, what did she say? She was 40?
40.
Or faulty.
Yeah.
she got a nice car?
She doesn't drive.
Right.
She goes on the bus.
Oh.
Well, that's
or
right,
a horse.
Then.
Oh, she's probably got a free pass then.
Okay, then. All right. Well, thank you for coming in, Chip. And are you back on James and Judy's show later?
Yeah, I'm back on James and Judy's show later.
Sober?
Yeah.
You're not doing a Sharon Osbourne, are you?
Sober.
Good boy. we're back with the Beatles in 2 ticks. It's 18 minutes after 11. You're listening to Vectis Radio.
The Mid-Morning Show, sponsored by Hamilton's Fine Foods. For quality beef, pork and lamb at the best price, it has to be Hamilton's Fine Foods. Call them now, 01983-526-098. This is Vectis Radio.